following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. A lot going on in the sports world, as we all know. If you were hiding under a rock, then you may not know about the Mayweather-McGregor fight that took place Saturday night in Las Vegas. I think we got ourselves a much better contest than we could have ever anticipated, so thank God for that. That was beautiful. A lot going on elsewhere in the sports world, as we all know. The NFL right around the corner, Jeff. College football did get underway. Major League Baseball, the wild card races are heating up. So bottom line is, brother, we got a lot to talk about in the next 55 minutes or so.
Big fight. Week zero in college football, Major League Baseball getting a little bit testy, man. I couldn't be more blessed than to talk sports with you each and every weekend because so much happens.
Yeah, dude, it is pretty amazing stuff, man. And we love talking about it. We love breaking it down. We like thoughts. We like opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @byjeffrich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. We're just getting into it, so keep it close, everybody. He's Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. The weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
And everything I own don't fill up half. But don't you worry about the way I pack. All I care about is getting back real soon. A goodbye kiss is all I need from you.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports. Now, here's Andy and Jeff.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. He's Jeff Rich. I would be Andy Dorf. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, the weekend edition. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online, and then check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Jeff. So as we were going to break, I said let's kind of get into some of the things that are going on in the football world. And real quickly, did you happen to catch? I didn't. So I'm gonna be Kornheiser on this one. I did not catch any of the college football that was going on because I had other things going on. I was preparing for the fight and all that stuff. But did you see any of the college football that was going on Saturday?
I watched a little bit of Week Zero action. For some reason, I don't actually have the CBS Sports Network. So the game that I wanted to see, game I actually considered flying up to Colorado to go see between Colorado State and Oregon State, the little guy from the Mountain West took care of business. Didn't get to catch that one. Caught some early BYU-Portland State action. Caught some FCS action. But, you know, these teams are only in action because they play Hawaii. And I'm not sure if everybody understands how this works, but everybody gets to play 12 games. If you qualify for your conference championship, you obviously get to play a 13th game. But you see a lot of these West Coast teams that play 13 regular season games, you know, and they'll finish 6-7 or something like that. So you're like, well, they didn't play in their conference championship. Well, what happens is you play Hawaii on the road. If you're one of Hawaii's road opponents, you get this extra home game so that you can pay for your trip to Hawaii. So you get bonus football out of it. And that's how we end up with college football games on August 26th, though the season traditionally is known to open over Labor Day weekend, where we have games going on from, I believe it's Wednesday all the way through Monday night. So not a lot of great games, but a little bit of a taste. I think that Charlie Strong's got a pretty good squad there in South Florida, but who could tell because they played San Jose State. I think that Mike Bobo's got a squad there at Colorado State, and I'm wondering what we're going to see when they take on Colorado, when they play, you know, can they handle business 2 weeks in a row against the Pac-12? So I don't think there was a lot to watch. I thought you were right to quote-unquote prepare for the fight, and it always cracks me up when people say that they're preparing to watch sporting events, but I don't think that you missed much in college football, but it was nice to get a taste. And I think that that's what the diehard college football fans like myself are seeking with these, you know, very low tier games late in the month of August as the summer comes to an end.
Yeah, and like you said, I mean, it really gets going next weekend, as we all know. I think some of the key games, and I don't necessarily think they're key games, but some of the top 25 games, Oklahoma State will be taking on Tulsa. Ohio State will be playing Indiana, which is kind of interesting there to have that happen so early in the season, right? And then you have Washington, if I'm not mistaken. I lost the feed for some reason or another right now. Oh, there it comes back to me. Washington playing Rutgers. Utah State playing Wisconsin. Kent State playing Clemson. They've got a new quarterback. It'll be interesting to see how he fares. I think they'll be all right. Penn State, Akron, Maryland, Texas. You have Miami playing Bethune-Cookman, which isn't a very obviously tough game.
You can't even mention those games. I'm prohibiting you from mentioning FCS games between teams that have won national championships and been in the title talks. You can't talk about Bethune-Cookman. It lowers the stock, man.
All right. So the big game, I guess, if you will, then would obviously be Michigan and Florida. That's going to have some big ramifications.
Well, I love Alabama and Florida State. I think that's where it's at. That's what everybody's looking forward to all weekend.
Right, and I hadn't gotten there because they were a little bit lower on my slate, but I was going to get there. Florida State and Alabama is obviously the marquee matchup, but Michigan, I think that's obviously a matchup that people are going to want to see too. Harbaugh there again with the Michigan Wolverines, but playing Florida, a team that should be a little bit on the rise this year too. So, but like you said, the big dog will obviously be Florida State and Alabama, and that obviously helps one of those teams carve their way for a national title shot. The loser doesn't take them out of the equation either. I hate to say it, but ultimately that is the marquee matchup of week one, Alabama, Florida State. And if I'm not mistaken, they are playing that game in Atlanta, Georgia. So an interesting week one of college football, but as you know, and I know, and I think that maybe a better matchup, in all honesty, Jeff, would be that West Virginia, Virginia Tech game. And I think that those guys play on Sunday. So they are really definitely using that week to showcase college football the week before NFL football starts.
And we have UCLA and Texas A&M on Sunday. So that's a rematch from what was a really good opening week game a year ago. The nice thing about that Florida State-Alabama game is it's Monday night at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And because it's Monday, the Chick-fil-A within the stadium will be open, unlike the seven Atlanta Falcons games where they'll be played on Sunday. And the restaurant, like all of its other branches, will be closed on Falcons game days. So, no, but, you know, we're going to see a good test. You know, Alabama heartbroken in the national championship with Clemson winning with less than 10 seconds on the clock. Florida State trying to get back. I mean, you know, really when Jameis Winston lost by 40 at Florida in the Rose Bowl to Marcus Mariota in Oregon a couple years ago. I mean, Florida State's been kind of down since, and now Clemson owns that ACC. So Florida State's trying to gain relevance, and they have a good opponent to at least put up a show against if they can't beat them.
Yeah, and the Pac-12 getting a lot of respect early on, and it seems like they always get a lot of respect early on, but maybe this year it is a little different because I do think we have some of the better quarterbacks in all of the country in the Pac-12, Jeff.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, at least when you look at their NFL draft status, but, you know, Browning is a sophomore, takes Washington to the playoffs. I mean, you know, when you're talking about Pac-12 representation in the playoffs, you saw Oregon a couple years ago, and now it's Washington, not one of these Southern California schools who I expect, you know, that everybody thinks is going to win the Pac-12 this year. You look at Darnold. I mean, he turned USC around a year ago, thrilling victory over Penn State in the Rose Bowl. So USC's got some momentum coming into the season. UCLA, a big one with Sumlin and A&M coming into the Rose Bowl. The SEC doesn't leave their region very often, so that's a very big game. You know, I don't think that we've got much going on. I think we've got a couple of lame duck coaches here in the state of Arizona between Rich Rodriguez and Todd Graham at Arizona State. So, I mean, you look at the usual suspects. You know, Utah's always there. Colorado's on their way up, but they're moving on from Safe Oliafau. So we'll see what McIntyre could do, up there. And, you know, I just think that, you know, I think there's about eight teams that are going to go to bowl games. And I think there are four that are going to be terrible. And unfortunately, they're the two that reside along I-10 here in Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona and U of A, or I'm sorry, ASU and U of A could obviously be bottom feeders. A lot of people here think that ASU is going to surprise some people. We'll have to see, man, how it all shakes out. But a game that I'm potentially trying to go out and check out, September 9th. I think this is a pretty interesting matchup. September 9th at the Coliseum, Stanford will be playing USC, and that could be a really interesting matchup of two quarterbacks. Keller Christ, the guy from Stanford, and as we all know, Darnold, the guy from USC, who a lot of people are very high on. But I just think that that's a pretty intriguing matchup out at the Coliseum. Would be a pretty fun game to go check out, and I think that both those teams could be players when we're talking about the Pac-12 later on in the season, Jeff.
Well, Stanford already in the win column with a 62-7 win down under against Rice. I thought Rice would put up a better game. I've heard some good things about Rice, but I'm not going to sit here and pretend to tell you that I know anything in depth about that that team from Houston. So, you know, that next week it all gets started. I like these conference games early. I like that Ohio State's playing Indiana in their opener. And that's, you know, that's an interesting game because Kevin Wilson comes over, the former Indiana coach. He's on the Ohio State sideline now.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm excited for college football. I'm excited to see how the playoff works again, because as we know, there's always going to be questions and concerns about that. And I think ultimately, we're going to get ourselves what we need in the next couple few years. I think the right number is somewhere between 6 and 8. I don't know about you, but ultimately that is truly how I feel. But the numbers should be between 6 and 8 that are battling for that elusive national title. It's better and it keeps getting better, but eventually we'll get it to where it should be, I think.
Yeah, we'll see. I think it could be 4 for a long time, but again, everything is subject to change.
Yeah. Anyways, we got to take another quick pause for the cause, and then we're going to come back. And I want to shift gears. I want to talk to you a little NFL, because I want to at least get out there for you to tell you who my fantasy football team is and give you some of my positions. And then you say, wow, how did people get that, man? How did they let you have that guy? He's Jeff Rich. I am Andy Dorf. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. We'll be right back in just a few. Keep it close.
Bama with pressure. There's an interception taken by the tie down the left side. They're going to walk it on in. Touchdown, Ryan Anderson.
And he gets free again. Look at Bo go. Scarborough inside the 10. The tide is rolling late.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
Clap your hands, sir. Stop being racist. Clap your hands.
Everything he does seems to come out right. Once I went to hear them play at a club outside of town.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Let's knock them on their backs, butt them in the mouth, knock their ass in the dirt. That's what we got to do.
We got to stop that buddy ball. Smash everybody in the mouth. Take the running backs to the stands. Run up in the stands and slap their mama.
Daniel back to throw. Here comes the blitz. He gets it off court of the end zone.
Got it.
They make the catch. Parker.
The dog
touchdown, Miami.
To take the lead.
What an unbelievable throw and catch by Devontae Parker.
I can't believe it.
Graham is winged on the right side to play fake. Here's the toss. Baldwin's going to throw back to Russell. He's got it. Touchdown, Seahawks. Are you kidding me? Doug Baldwin takes the end around to the right, stops, throws back to Russell Wilson. His first receiving touchdown of his NFL career.
Cousins straight drop on second and five. Has time, airing it deep. He's got Garcon out there. He's got it at the 30. Breaks the tackle at the 20. And he will high step his way in for the touchdown. The emphatic spike as he arrives in the end zone. And the answer from Cousins to Garcon, 70 yards for the touchdown.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another. But I'm going to get the job done.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. He's Jeff Rich. I am Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Jeff Rich. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're welcomed. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Jeff, so we heard a lot of those highlights, and obviously they were NFL football. Bottom line is, it's right around the corner. This was the weekend where we're going to see a lot of the regular guys get out there on the field and play. And we're going to start having these guys, the guys that are no longer going to be on the team, meet the Grim Reaper and get those pink slips, and they'll be out the door and moving on to wherever their next journey will be. But ultimately, man, look, let's start in Cleveland. How do you feel about Kaiser, man? A lot of interesting stuff with some young guys potentially getting opportunities, but your guy Kaiser there in Cleveland got the start over some of the other guys, so we'll start there with how you feel about Kaiser getting the opportunity and what you think the ceiling is for this kid.
Well, I think there's two sides of the coin, but you know, realistically, you look at Cleveland and they don't have the luxury of doing some things that some other teams might because of the quarterback situation and the way the quarterback situation has been for basically their entire existence as a franchise team starting in 1999. So, you know, on one side, I don't want the rookie to play too soon. I've seen Colt McCoy. I've seen some of these other guys, Brady Quinn, you know, put out way too early and ruined if there was anything there to begin with. On the other side, you know, I think that DeShone Kaiser is a much better alternative to Brock Osweiler and Cody Kessler as a quarterback. So I'm excited, but I'm halting my expectations. You know, I think it's going to be a rough year, and he's very young. He's 21 years old, but he looks as impressive as any of the top five rookie quarterbacks taken in April's draft.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know we got a caller, so let's jump out to the phones. And again, people, thoughts and opinions, they're absolutely encouraged. They're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Let's hook up with Richard. Richard, you got the Dorf man. You got Jeff Rich. First of all, Richard, where are you calling from and what's on your mind?
Well, I'm calling from a place called
Richard, are you with us?
I'm with you. I'm here.
Maybe not. Well, there he is. Richard, where are you calling from, my friend?
Wheeling, West Virginia.
All right. What's going on, man? What's on your mind?
Well, I heard you in the last hour talking about you were saying the West Virginia and Virginia Tech is more of a premier game than Alabama. Who are they playing, Florida State?
That's not what I said. That is not what I said. I said it is another marquee matchup that maybe some people will be interested in. I did not call it a bigger game than Alabama and Florida State. So if that's how you heard me say it, that is not what I said. I said it's another marquee matchup.
Okay. I apologize for that. I thought maybe I'm having a hypnagogic hallucination. Could be. when you do say something like that, though, that I don't know, because I'm from West Virginia, and it's just like we have a negative attitude because West Virginia's not been successful in football for Allen, except when Rich Rodriguez was here. I think that's the best that we've ever had. And I'm just wondering, you know, where is Virginia? I just think that a game like that, unless it's the only one being played on Sunday, why that would be an interesting game. Now, to me it is because I'm a West Virginia fan, but not even that. Virginia Tech, do they still have that same coach that's been there forever?
No, they don't. Justin Fuente moved over from Memphis after Beamer retired, but he's still got the same defensive coordinator there at Bud Foster. So some things are the same, but they're moving in a different direction there in Blacksburg, Virginia. And, you know, as far as your team's concerned, as far as the Mountaineers are concerned, I think that it's Rich Rodriguez, and then you got to go all the way back to Walt Harris and Major Harris at quarterback, and those days where they were competing with the Notre Dames. I think playing in the Big 12 is a tough task for West Virginia. I think that all of these relocated Big East teams are having a hard time, whether it's in the ACC or the Big 12 like West Virginia is.
Well, and let me just throw this in here as well. When you're talking about Beamer, I'll let you know where he is. Frank Beamer now is one of the new members of College Football Playoff Selection Committee. So he's still involved in the game, Richard, but he's no longer coaching West Virginia, but absolutely involved heavily in college football still. But truth be told, man, look, I think Virginia Tech is always one of those teams that is a pretty decent program when you're talking about college football, Jeff. West Virginia, you know, they've had their runs here and there. And, you know, in basketball, they got Huggy Bear. So they're on the map as far as it goes with college athletics, Richard. I think that as far as, like you're saying, yes, that's going to be a game that's more intriguing to somebody in that part of the country, whereas Alabama and Florida State, we all understand that those guys get top-quality talent. They have top-notch coaches. Everything about them is something that people want to see and people want to watch. But truth be told, there are some good things going on around the country and some of these other programs. Virginia Tech, as far as I'm concerned, I don't know how you feel, Jeff, but Virginia Tech has a pretty solid program. I'm not saying they're number one category, but they are in the top 25 a lot of years. They are a team that people fear here and there, and they've had some very good defenses, special teams-wise. When Beamer was there, they always made those crazy plays. So ultimately, man, I think you're right to a sense, though, Richard, when you talk about that being a game of more significance for you in the part of the country that you live in. And then obviously Alabama, Florida State is a game that has more intrigue throughout the whole country. So I'm not disputing that. I'm not arguing that. But when you have top 25 teams matching up, they're somewhat of a marquee matchup no matter what. They're not the marquee matchup, but they are one of the marquee matchups.
Well, the only thing I'm thinking about West Virginia, when you say you're in that part of the country, you're intrigued. I'm not. When they're playing Virginia Tech, I just don't see them, Virginia Tech or West Virginia, as being premier teams, either one of them. But, I mean, will I listen to it? Yeah, I will. But West Virginia has one thing over Virginia Tech. They have a better fight song.
Hey, you know what? You gotta find Virginia, it somewhere, man.
The home of every mountaineer. Come on, you old man, get across new lands. It's West Virginia. Now we cheer. That's all we have over Virginia Tech.
Hey, man, I love it, Richard. Appreciate the phone call today. Keep listening to us, my friend. Okay. All right, we're going to hold our next caller because I think we have Mitch in Santa Monica, if I'm not mistaken. And we want to give you your due justice, Mitch, to be honest with you, because we are up against a break. So just hold through the break and listen in, and then obviously we'll pick you up on the other side.
Hey, Dorf.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's hear your fantasy team. I've been waiting for it for the whole hour.
All right, so my quarterbacks. Well, actually, it looks like I got to save it because we're going to a break right now. So I'm going to throw it out there right on the other side, and then we'll pick up Mitch in Santa Monica again. 1-800-878-7529. Get at us. He's Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Keep it close. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. He would be Jeff Rich. I am Andy Dorf. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcomed, and I like when the phone lines light up. 1-800-878-7529. Thanks to that call from Richard in West Virginia. We are going to go out to the phones once again, and we're going to hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica. But before we do that, I do want to throw out my fantasy football team. First and foremost, the name of my team, Jeff, let me explain this to you real quick. So this is a league that I was in before, and they kicked me out of the league because I won the league 3 years in a row, okay? And I get a phone call the other day saying, hey, we're kind of in a bind. Dorf, we want you back. We are going to invite you back into the league because one of our players has to bow out, can't make it this season. So we have a team for you if you want to rejoin the league. I said, absolutely, man. I'm back. I'd love to do it. So the name of my team is Dorf is Back, okay? My number one quarterback, and I'll be honest with you, Jeff, I've got two number one quarterbacks, okay? My number one quarterback, and I don't know how I was given the opportunity to get this guy, but I've got him, man. I've got Aaron Rodgers as my quarterback. My backup quarterback is Big Ben, okay? So how does a guy get two quarterbacks like that, first and foremost? I have no idea, all right? So I think I'm pretty solid when it comes to my quarterbacks. My running backs, this is where it could get a little interesting. However, I do think I have some guys that are going to get a lot of touches. So I've got Leonard Fournette, who I think could be a very good player, and then we'll just see how he does after about week 10 or so. Joe Mixon, I've got Perkins. I've also got Matty Forte, who we all know is on the wrong side of 30 when it comes to football and being a running back. But when you're talking about the New York Football Jets, I don't think they have a lot of things to offer. So I would assume that he's going to get the ball a decent amount. So now you need to pay attention to the rest of the list here, because this is where the combination of Aaron Rodgers with my wide receiver and my tight end get pretty interesting. My wide receivers are none other than Jordy Nelson, Golden Tate, Pierre Garçon. So I only have three wide receivers, okay? My tight end is Martellus Bennett, another Green Bay Packer. So you hear all the combinations that I potentially could have, Rodgers to Nelson, Rodgers to Bennett, right? So you got that?
What happens when the Packers are on a bye week, though? Are you just kind of punting on that week?
Dude, that's a great, great, great point, man, because I'm going to get crushed week 8, because not only do the Packers have a bye week that week, so does Fournette, so does a couple other guys. So hopefully that doesn't make a big difference when push comes to shove. So yeah, week 8 is going to be an awful week for me. So hopefully everything works out that I have a good enough team that week 8 really doesn't matter to me. Martellus Bennett is my tight end. Boswell's my kicker. My defense is the Giants. And then you have two flex players, but I already told you one of them, which is Matt Forte. And then I've got Zach Ertz, the tight end from the Philadelphia Eagles. So I think I've got a quality team, at least on paper. Some big play receiver guys, obviously a very quality set of quarterbacks, but we all know it's a lot about being lucky. So it is what it is. But I mean, think about it, man. You know me, everybody that knows me that listens to the show knows how big of a Green Bay Packer fan I am. How in the world do I get Aaron Rodgers, Jordy Nelson, and Martellus Bennett on the same squad, right? I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Zach Ertz, because you were talking about team names a little bit earlier. And the last time I played fantasy football, my wife Jen had Zach Ertz on her roster and called her team Ertz Donut. So I thought that that was a pretty good team name. And are we still sitting on our caller?
We are sitting on our caller. So let's hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica. Sorry to make you wait so long, Mitch. We appreciate you hanging in there. You did get to hear my fantasy football team. And if I'm not mistaken, I know you're a Green Bay Packer fan as well. So you got to at least like some of the guys on my fantasy football team. But more importantly, you've got the Dorf Man. You've got Jeff Rich. But we want to know what's on your mind today, man.
Well, first of all, I love your team. Obviously, you won 3 years in a row because they allowed you. These guys don't know how to pitch. Look at your team. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. But that's not why I'm calling. I'm calling because yesterday, what an incredible day. I mean, the beginning of the NCAA football season. You had three marquee events. South Florida against San Jose State in a rout. Stanford against Rice in a rout. And, of course, the biggest one of all, we saw the Fighting Irish lose again on a Saturday.
Yeah, I know. I did. I happen to see that, that post that you put out there too, as far as that goes. And then Jeff actually said that to me too during one of the breaks. But yeah, we obviously saw Conor McGregor go down to Floyd Mayweather. Did you watch the fight?
I watched the fight in its entirety. I watched a couple of the prelims. I don't know if you guys already talked out the fight, but I will give you my take on it. I did tell you that I thought something was going to happen around the middle round. Something did happen. Something exactly happened as predicted by Floyd Mayweather, and that we all saw it. The guy ran out of gas. He completely
Absolutely.
Was winded. And it was one of the actually most quality rope-a-dope tactics we've ever seen. I mean, he was so embarrassed. He even said that in his post-game interview after Pacquiao that he wanted to give us a show. And so he kept coming forward, not doing a lot, and let McGregor just kind of, you know, burn himself out. The guy had never been past 25 minutes. You take 3 minutes times six, that's 24 minutes. So, you know, in the seventh, we all saw in the seventh round, he's dropping his arms. He's gassed, totally
yeah.
gassed. Now, give credit to McGregor. You know, he says at the end, hey, just let me go down. Now, what he wasn't going to do, because he's an MMA guy, and what a boxer would have done, knowing the boxing rules, he would have taken a knee. But I'm sure pride wasn't going to let him take a knee. He just wanted to get punched down, take his knee then, take his time and come back, and maybe Rocky Balboa style, get some sort of gas and come back. But this isn't the movies. He had no chance at that point. Hey, I was all in on McGregor. I was having so much fun for those first four rounds. By the way, that official that gave only one round to McGregor was out of his freaking skull. But I'm serious. It was entertaining, and Mayweather actually thought about that and entertained us. And it was worth really every penny, as much as we have felt robbed in the past. If anyone thought that it was terrible, whatnot, I'm sorry. It was good quality Saturday night entertainment.
Did you catch the moment when McGregor put his hands behind his back? I thought that was some gamesmanship right there.
Oh yeah, he put his yes, of course, and he stuck out his tongue, and it was, you know, there was a lot of fun stuff that was kind of going on. But you know, and you were ready for the stuff. Even when he was landing his shot, Mayweather never really looked like he got rocked. Because I'm ready to go, like, come on now, this is it, you're getting it rocked. You know, and then he kept turning his back on him, and you know, just naturally. Conor starts throwing stuff against the head. Thank goodness that Bird didn't kind of go after him like he would more in a conventional boxing style. I think he kind of realized who McGregor was and gave him a little bit of leeway on that. But also Floyd kept turning his back. It was like, dude, you're turning your back? You got an MMA boxer fighter here. He's going to throw punches on the back of your head.
Hey, weren't you impressed with how Mayweather looked to me like he could go another 12 rounds when this thing was over? I mean, you got to give a little bit of credit. Again, I'm not giving any credit to Mayweather outside of the ring, but ultimately, man, this guy is a warrior. This guy is an unbelievable boxer. He knows the game better than anybody, and that's why he has a 15-0 record. But truth be told, man, how impressive is it to see a guy at the age of 40 outwork a guy who's in his 20s, outbox him, outsmart him, everything. Everybody thought, you know, hey, this guy's going to bully him. He's going to do this or that and the other. The bottom line is Mayweather took McGregor's best shots. It didn't even look like they fazed him. And you have to give a lot of credit to the way that Mayweather was prepared for this fight. Even at the age of 40, the guy looked to me like he could go another 12 rounds when this thing was done. And on the other side, Conor McGregor was absolutely gassed, and there was no way in hell that guy could have gone on any more than he did. And I think that the official, the referee, did a very good job of stopping that fight when he stopped it, because to be honest with you, McGregor was defenseless at that point. I agree with you. He has the mentality of, hey, I want to get my butt knocked out, but truth be told, look, that guy may have saved him a couple of years of his life by not having that happen, because another couple shots to the head or whatever. Bottom line is, I thought that the fight went on in a very professional manner, and everybody did a great job of what they were supposed to do. And in the end, Money Mayweather was Money Mayweather, and the guy did exactly what we thought he would do. He was tactically a better fighter, so smart, so much charisma, so much talent, and so much time in that ring. There was no way in
hell that he was going to lose to a guy that was 0-0 and has all the fear and courage of, or no fear and all the courage of anybody in the world. And I give a lot of credit to McGregor for going out there and putting on the show that he did. But ultimately, we saw boxing 101 from one of the best that we're ever going to see in our lifetimes in Floyd Mayweather last night, or on Saturday night, I should say.
I'm not the biggest boxing aficionado or MMA aficionado. I've seen them, but I think what it boiled down to last night is what you saw. MMA is a sprint, and boxing can turn into a marathon, and you
yes.
got to train that way. And you can't treat you can't teach endurance in a 6 month, a year, a 2 year, or 3 year process. That's a lifetime. That's Floyd Mayweather from age 4 learning endurance. And that's what we saw. It was a clinic, in so to speak, but it was still an entertaining show. Listen, I wish, honestly, I wish he would have let it go on for another 10 seconds. He would have been knocked down. He would have come up. But as he said, listen, the guy's been choked on national television. The guy's had his butt kicked on national television. A lot worse than last night. So it's almost like he needed to give him a little extra edge. Like, you know, I mean, he's an MMA guy. He takes a lot more punishment than boxers deliver. Please. So, you know, I wish it would have gone on. You know, he wasn't maybe going to win at the end, but I would have liked a little more, you know, 15 seconds, 20 more seconds more for my money. But in any case,
hey,
it was a great night.
I want to give Conor McGregor credit for getting Floyd Mayweather to fight him, and he didn't even have to date him first.
Good call.
Well, listen, hey, we got that behind us. College football behind us. Dude, are we less than 2 weeks away from the start of the NFL season? Seriously?
We are.
Are we here finally? Oh, my goodness gracious. I cannot wait. I got to watch a little bit of the Bronco-Packer tape from last night. Doesn't look like it was too great, but who cares? The season's among us, guys. We'll talk about that more probably next Sunday. Yeah, next Sunday we'll talk about that because the first game's Thursday. We'll get our Super Bowl. We have to get our Super Bowl picks in next Sunday.
We do, my friend. We do, my friend. Hey, have a wonderful day. Thank you for checking. Hey, thanks for checking in with us, man. Have a wonderful day, Mitch.
All right, you too, guys. Have a great week. Bye.
Mitch in Santa Monica always does his part to try to give us a call. We like thoughts. We like opinions. Good to hear from Richard in West Virginia, man. That's the first time I've heard him. I did hear you and Mike talk to him last week, if I'm not mistaken, on the program. I did chime in and listen a little bit. So if I'm not mistaken, that was the same caller that you guys had last week, right or wrong, Jeff?
Yes, sir. He wanted to talk some college football. So, you know, and that's, you know, it's we take it for granted in professional cities how college football can kind of be an afterthought. It's their whole world in the South and in West Virginia and places where professional sports just don't, you know, present themselves very often.
Yeah, like Oklahoma. There's plenty of them, man. You're right. You know, Tennessee. I mean, obviously they have some other ones like, you know, the Titans and whatnot. But in general, I get what you're saying, man. There's some of those spots that don't have that heavy population of the professional sports, and they live vicariously through those college sports. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. One final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back with our final thoughts. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition, and we're taking a pause for the cause. We'll be right back, everybody.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
Better grab me quick before my knees give way.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. And remember, stick around after us, the newest edition, the College Sports Insider with Pat Olson coming up next right after us. So keep it locked right here and listen to the great programming that we have here for you. But, Jeff, as always, you know, my friend, it's parting shot time and you are up.
Never enough time to talk Major League Baseball on this program. My Cleveland Indians getting, we talked about the Tigers-Yankees fight, but my Cleveland Indians getting it done. But how about a couple of perfect games resulting in L's for both Rich Hill, who got walked off by the Pittsburgh Pirates, and Jason Hamill, who only took it about six innings perfect, but ends up being shut out by the Cleveland Indians. Here today, gone tomorrow. What a sport.
I agree, man. It's kind of crazy. I'll piggyback you a little bit here because, truth be told, you're right, man. We went 2 hours and we did not really talk about Major League Baseball much at all. We did talk a little bit about that fight that's going on, but as we all know, the wild card races are absolutely heating up. They're a lot of fun. The Brew Crew still in the mix a little bit. I do think that it's going to wind up being the Rockies and the Diamondbacks that are going to make it in because they just have had such a big lead, we all know. But I think that the wild card races are interesting. They're fun. The American League is fun. It's going to be a chase. And just lock and load, everybody. Gear up because it's all coming right now, man. College football has already started, as we know, week zero, like you said. But truth be told, the party really gets started the following week. And then we've got Labor Day, as we all know. But truth be told, man, just get locked in. Get ready. Have fun. This is the best part of the season when we're talking football, baseball, and pretty soon basketball. It all comes together. Anyways, we got to get the heck out of Dodge. So for Jeff and for Scott on the other side, making it all possible, I would be the DORF man. This is the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. We'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Have a great day, everybody.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.